Good evening.
Good evening.
Is it just you?
I think so. It was music, but I just sat down.
Okay.
I just got myself.
Well, let's start, unless you would like to wait.
Well, how much did I miss yesterday?
We didn't do anything yesterday.
Oh, okay.
No, only Randy came online.
Okay. Tony wasn't doing well yesterday, and that was why I couldn't get on.
Understood. Okay, so we're in verse 435 of the Suham commentary on the Zohar. That's in section 36 from the Parsha of Lech Lecha from the Suham commentary. And we'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud kutsha b'richu ishkinte bidkilu urkimu udkilu udkilu urkimu le'achda l'shem yudhei pavavhei. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kananeihu. Verse 435. Ve'it Gezar Ve'la Ade Mineya Ha'u Kash Yad Liba Lemeal Bepulchana Tadisha de Kud Shabarihu Harehu Kehai Pasila Yavna de Gazre Leia Mehai Giza Umehai Giza Vishtar Avna Kid Bekad Meta. Begin kachli lo tibne ethen vazit dei ishtar bekashuteya ki harvach harbecha kenafta aleha aleha vatchale aleha. Hello, Mar Hahu, Gazirudit Gazar Lamehanya Leia.
Randala.
Good evening. We're just about to translate verse 435.
Okay.
The translation for verse 435. Because if he is circumcised before he removes the hardness from his heart in order to join in the holy service of the Holy One, blessed be he, he will be like a statue of stone that is hewn on all sides, but still remains a stone. Because of this you shall not build it of hewn stones. Because if he still has hardness in his heart, then you lift up your tool upon it. You have defiled it. This means that the circumcision performed on him serves no purpose. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. Does this explain why circumcision is performed on babies? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Thank you. Well, I think that's a good question. My thought was among the converts that I see coming in, and they really don't know very much. And I mean, they aren't taught enough before. And they don't seem to think that they need to keep kosher or some of the just basic simple things. And, you know, I'm trying not to judge, but it always makes me think that it's going to cause a lot of chaos in life. So I don't know, maybe, you know, you don't want to think that there are hewn stones, but do you understand what I mean?
No, I'm not clear. What it's saying, the verse is saying, if he gets circumcised before the hardness of the heart is removed, then he remains a stone because the circumcision doesn't remove the hardness.
Well, that was just like the sacrifices. I mean, you could have sacrificed anything, whatever was required. But if you didn't have the repentant heart along with that sacrifice, it was as if you had not performed the sacrifice.
Right. And the same thing is here. But so that's why I'm asking, is it, if you perform the circumcision on a baby, the baby's heart has not had time to learn hardness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may come into the world with a hardened heart, but it hasn't really learned to manifest the hardened heart.
But don't you think the circumcision helps as the heart develops? Because if the parents thought enough to go through the circumcision with their child, surely they're living a Jewish life at home, too. That's anyway.
Well, there are many babies that are circumcised, but their families are secular. They're not raised with this vote, even though they're circumcised. The family knows it intellectually and the on the level of the soul, knows that it needs to circumcise the baby. But it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be observant their whole life.
Well, I think I'm going to woo that child, you know, to holiness.
Well,
somewhere along in the way, you know, something will happen that will cause that just because of the circumcision. I think after reading all these verses, you know, that we've seen, I know Tony tells me so many things several times where he missed death. And one special time where he couldn't remember how he got back to shore. He swam out and kind of lost his breath and didn't think he could take it back to shore. He made it, but he doesn't know how he made it. And so I kind of think something in behalf of that child that has been circumcised, and especially if they have a Jewish soul. But, you know, I like to think positive of things like that.
Well, the Zohar is positive, so it's mm-hmm. not describing it, saying it's going to be hard, and it's saying that
it sounds like it's can
you convert someone who has not studied the Torah?
Well, I think if a rabbi interviewed them and felt, at least here locally, because things are so lenient here, they do it all the time because we have marriages here. And I just have seen in the last 25 years that the standards are just real low.
You know, I think that reading the Torah, and even if you don't know the Hebrew, learning the Hebrew after a while, that'll cause you to act and to think different. And then you go seeking conversion.
And what about the person who goes through conversion and in 15 years doesn't pursue their faith? I mean, I think that too. And I just chose 15 as a, you know, wild number. I think what's helped is, I'd say, the last 5 years is the internet, because there's so much good material on the internet now. But just seeing how strict they were 25 years with just Tony and I, and what I see today, and persons don't really know anything, very little. And they get converted. And instead of going to the mikveh, they go to the swimming pool, which we've talked about that before. So, but I know that's not what this verse is talking about, so let me get off of that subject.
Well, but if they go to the, you're talking about a man going to the swimming pool. You're not talking about a woman going to the swimming pool.
I'm talking about a woman as well as a man. I mean, you've told me why it was for a man, and all I can do is suggest that they go
to
a river if they had to, you know. But,
right.
You can just do so much. Give them a book, Waters from Eden, or something like that as a gift.
Yep. Let's go on to verse 436. Beginechach saka aholakeya. Deman v'achriv hai karbana b'chet vavta v'ra'wa kamei kakud shabarichu u'ae l'mechedei b'hai u'laka v'ol yoma di'ktiv v'yismetchu kol chosei Bach Leolam Iran Enu Beche said Alayu Lama Aquial Alemo Vialitsu Becha Ohave Shemecha. The translation: therefore, happy is the fate of he who willingly and joyously offers the sacrifice to the Holy One, blessed be he. And what one should rejoice with this person all day long, as it is written. But let all those that put their trust in you rejoice. Let them even ever shout for joy, because you defend them, and let those who love you rejoice. Because you defend them, and let those who love your name be joyful to you. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. Does this joy apply to the baby's souls or the parents? Have you met any parents that are fearful to perform a baby's circumcision? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I've read about one that didn't want to be near, didn't want to look at it, was crying because he feared the pain of the baby. But other than that, I've not heard parents. To me, the verse is talking about someone who's older, as if it was a convert, or perhaps the parent of the.
It is talking about the parent when it's a baby, and it's talking about the convert when it's not.
Do you think the soul of a baby rejoices in knowing on a on this level, just like the animal that goes before sacrifice, before being slaughtered? I didn't mean that.
Correct.
Is calm.
Exactly. I'm falling asleep, so I'm apologizing.
Okay.
So I'm going to call the class because I'm not getting there. And
okay.
If I fall asleep and don't come to the class, I apologize in advance. So once in a while, I get like this.
Yeah, I do too. I did the other.
I will try and get there, but if you don't, please understand.
Okay. Go ahead, Brandy.
Do we have a Psalms class tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Tomorrow, sir? Yes. Okay, that's right. No? Okay.
Okay.
Tomorrow Friday morning, and we will have a Psalms class. We're on Psalm 72.
Okay.
You all have a good evening. Unless, what was the Barbara comment you wanted to ask? Something else?
Well, I was saying Tony has a doctor appointment tomorrow, so I can't make the Psalms class, but I don't know. To me, the last few verses has made me at night ponder. It's almost like empathy for those that don't really understand the circumcision and that this is, they don't know this. And how many really don't honor the covenant when you think about it. I guess
many
I never saw them. You know. Okay.
You have a good evening.
Hey, you
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.